standing in the middle of the existing drag strip, or what's left of it at this stage, and it's a bit windy as well.
It is a bit windy out here. We're standing on what appears to be just a paddock. It really is just ground with some rocks, a little bit of road strewn about here and there. And what did this look like before?
It was a bitumen track. It was a drag strip. It was all that sort of stuff, and people come out here and had a lot of fun.
Construction's supposed to start in the next month. What's going to happen?
First off, we're going to build a 50 metre by 50 metre burnout pad, and then we'll progress from there on. But that'll take us a little bit of time to build it, of course, but it'll come up really good. It'll be the biggest burnout pad in Australia. To build it, there's a fair amount of time and a fair amount of expense.
What's going to be funding this? Is it going to be off the back of your club's members that this is going to be created?
There'll be a fair bit of funding from our own finances. We'll put in for government grants, and hopefully we get some and make things go along a little bit further. No, but time will tell, I suppose.
How much do you think it's going to cost to set it up?
Just to do the track alone is $250,000, approximately. The burnout pad, probably about $40,000. And then you've still got buildings and toilets, lighting and all that sort of stuff, parking.
What sort of events do you envision happening on this strip in the future?
Oh, there'll be some major events. Door Slammers are already booked in to come here.
And what's that?
Well, that's major drag racing cars that do exceedingly fast speeds, and then we'll be on the Australian circuit.
Is there much interest in the East Gippsland community for this type of sport? You had an event over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a Motor Expo event over the weekend. We had 5,172 people through the gate. Motor Expo is run for a charity event. All the money goes to the All Ability Park. And so far we've given the All Ability Park 15 grand, I think, at this stage of the game, and we've still got this show's money to give to them when we work out how much it is. There's a lot of people interested, because at this stage with this drag strip, we are the only, or will be the only drag strip east of Heathcote and south of Canberra. So there's a lot of people in there like to drag cars in amongst that distance.
What do you think it'll mean for the wider community if you're able to get this drag strip up and running?
Oh, it'll bring a huge amount of money into the town. Motels, hotels, shops, service stations. That'll put a lot of money into this town.
We've heard in the past about the controversy that happened when the first club lost its tender for this track. Has there been any more interactions with the club and council and your group taking over since that time?
Well, really, the problem there is it's a problem between the Shire and the previous tenant. That we don't really want to get involved in any of that. We want to move forward and not go backwards.
What are you looking forward to in terms of setting this up when you do finally get the construction finished?
Well, having a terrific day and everybody coming out and having some fun, and that's the name of the game, really. And you know, a lot of people enjoy themselves doing this sort of sport.
In the construction of this track, is there also safety considerations and other considerations that are put into place when you're building something like this?
Massive amount of safety regulations and rules, and I think the book's about 9 mile high, and we just got to obey every one of them, and that's why it's been taking a fair amount of time at this stage to make sure we got everything set up in the right position, and there's no danger to any person or motorsports people or anything like that. You know, safety is a major factor.
When do you expect construction to be completed and this venue available for big events?
Well, we have no idea at this stage how long it's going to take, but we know we're going to start within the month.